After freeing the Israelites from slavery, Moses continued to be their leader. Through Moses, God gave his Ten Commandments to them. But the Israelites displeased God by doing wicked things, and so he made them wander for many years before they at last came back to the promised land of Canaan. And so it happened that the Lord led the children of Israel near to the Mount of Sinai. Here the Lord commanded Moses to go up into the mountain so that he might speak to him alone. For 40 days and 40 nights, Moses stayed upon Mount Sinai, and the Lord gave to him his Ten Commandments, written on stone by the finger of God. And these were the commandments of God. I am the Lord your God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make any images or idols, nor bow down and worship them. Thou shalt not use the name of the Lord for evil purpose. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bring false charges against your fellow man. Thou shalt not covet that which is not yours. But meantime, the Israelites became impatient, and they felt that their God and Moses had left them. Therefore, they commanded Aaron, who was one of the leaders with Moses, to make for them a God that they could worship. All their gold ornaments and gold earrings did they give to Aaron, and he made a golden calf for a God. Then was the time for Moses to come down from the heights of the mountain. And when he saw the Israelites worshipping the golden calf, in his anger, he smote the ground with the tablets of the law, and he destroyed also the golden image, and the people trembled with fear of him. Now was the Lord prepared to wipe out his people, for they had vexed him beyond all reason. But Moses spoke to the Lord, reminding him of his promise to Abraham and to Jacob, and Moses pleaded that the Israelites be spared. Then the Lord relented his anger, and he sent his people on their way to the land of Canaan with one of his angels to lead them. For 40 years did the children of Israel wander in the wilderness before they could enter the promised land, for they had angered the Lord their God. And when the days of Moses were drawing to an end, he called to a man named Joshua, called him to his side, and gave him his blessing, commanding him to lead the Lord's people into the land of Canaan. Now in the city of Jericho, in the land of Canaan, the people had closed themselves up, for they were afraid of the Israelites. And the Israelites marched on the city to capture it and the land of milk and honey for themselves, as the Lord had promised. But Jericho was a strong fortress, and the Canaanites were secure behind its walls. Joshua commanded that the Israelites march around the walls of Jericho for 7 days, while the priests of the Lord blew upon their trumpets of ram's horns. Then, on the 7th day, with one voice, the Israelites gave a great shout, and the walls of Jericho crumbled before them. And in such a manner did the Lord bring his children into the promised land.